Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness.
The Bible contains remarkable stories of miracles and divine interventions. Moses parted the sea. Peter healed a man lame from his mother's womb. Jesus drove demons out of people and raised others from the dead. But are these types of events still happening today?
We too have a beam of divine light and guidance that God has put within the heart of every man. And it's one of the greatest proofs that there is a God.
More amazing supernatural things are happening than we realize.
This is Divine Intervention, the interview show that features intriguing people who've experienced the hand of God in amazing ways. Divine Intervention was created and produced with the purpose of encouraging believers, spiritual seekers, and skeptics alike that Jesus is alive and is still performing miracles and working in the world today.
I believe in miracles.
Here's your host, Daniel Fazina.
Hello and welcome to Divine Intervention, the interview show that features intriguing people who've experienced the hand of God in amazing ways. I am your host, Daniel Fazina, and friend, I am so happy and excited to be with you today. I have an amazing story for you, just an incredible testimony to the power of God intervening in the life of one of his children. I have the privilege of introducing you to Emma McKinley of Minnesota, who experienced a dramatic miracle. This story is something that you might find in the Bible, actually. You know, friend, one of the reasons I do the Divine Intervention Show is to showcase to people and to the world that, you know, the miracles that are in the Bible are still happening today. And we have a great example of one of those today. I want to bring your attention to the book of Luke, chapter 13. And there's an interesting story in there, starting at verse 10, about a crippled woman who finds help. Let me just read this to you. It says, "Now he, Jesus, was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, 'Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity.' And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God." That's just one of the most dramatic instances of miracles in the Bible. And today we have a living example of someone whose story is remarkably similar to that. Emma McKinley of Minnesota always had a heart for working with the disabled, even before she suffered a debilitating accident that left her disabled herself. In 1993, there was an accident that changed Emma's life. Working at her job at Target, she and the other employees were scurrying to get things in order for a visit from the corporate headquarters, and Emma was alone stacking boxes on a storage loft 33 feet up when the heat caused her to faint, catching her foot in some shelving as she fell. She was suspended upside down for 2.5 hours before someone discovered her plight, and she had serious ramifications and trauma to her body, and she had all sorts of injuries, including losing 60% of her hearing. She became wheelchair-bound with her spine twisted and disfigured so that she could not even sit upright, and the prognosis was not good. She went to the Mayo Clinic, and the doctor said, "Your spine will never straighten up, and you will never get out of a wheelchair." But you know what? Emma serves a God of miracles. And we're going to hear her amazing story about how God intervened in her life. You're not going to want to miss this amazing interview. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to Emma McKinley right now on Divine Intervention. Emma, welcome to Divine Intervention. You are on, and thank you so much for taking the time to share with us today.
Thank you for having me.
It is an honor. So I read about your amazing story in the newsletter that your church sent out, and we definitely want to get to your awesome miracle. But before we do that, why don't you take us to the beginning a little bit? Tell us a little bit about your background. Who are you and where you're from, and maybe a little bit about your faith journey.
My name is Emma McKinley. I live in Rochester, Minnesota, the home of the Big Mill Clinic.
Right.
I'm originally from Traer, Iowa. I grew up in Iowa, went to school, graduated in Iowa. I went for various jobs. I was one of six out of the family. I grew up in a Christian home.
Okay.
I was working at various jobs, and around 1969, I met someone and married him. I have two children. We raised them in a Christian home.
Okay.
They are grown men today.
Okay.
39, 40 years old.
Okay.
I had a lot of gifts that were given to me by God that I love to use. A lot of talent in working with disabled people.
Right. I understand that you have a heart and you've had a heart for working with the disabled for many, many years. How did you get into that, and you know, what drew you to working with the disabled?
My love for children. God gave me such a love for children in working with children. And once I started working with the disabled, then my love grew to work not only for children, but teenagers, adults. It was just the love that I had for people, trying to help them with their disabilities and being there for them. God has always given me such a love for trying to help those, you know, the disabled people, and trying to help them out.
Right. I think that's a wonderful thing and a beautiful gift that God has given you. And I read something very interesting in the article that your church magazine had written about you. I read in the article that you actually went blindfolded for several weeks, I think it was, just to identify with the blind people you were working with. Is that true?
Yes, I worked with, well, I was approached to work in swimming, how to teach a 85-year-old retired school teacher. She was totally blind. Her biggest desire was to learn how to swim. And I didn't know how I was going to teach her because she's blind and I wasn't. And I thought, well, what I need to do is go into the pool and wear a blindfold on a bandana or something around my eyes so that I would know what she felt in the swamp when she was in the swimming pool, what her balance would be like in the swimming pool. So for doing that, covering my eyes and being in that pool for 2 weeks, then I felt I had learned enough by doing that myself that I now could work with her in the pool. And we were together for several years. Yes, she learned how to swim. She did front crawl. She even dove into the deep end.
Wow.
It's a joy of my life to be able to work with her.
That's great. To hear of an 80-something-year-old blind person diving into the deep end, that should give anyone out there hope. That's wonderful.
That's right.
Right.
But I was enjoying all of those things, whether it was, you know, in the water or whether it was out at the pools or whatever. It's the love that God gave me to work with the disabled.
Okay. Now, there you had this love and this desire to work with the disabled, and you eventually became disabled yourself. Tell us about that day in 1993. I believe it was April 10th, 19 years ago.
19 years ago today, Daniel, to be exact.
Wow. For anyone listening, yes, we are taping on April the 10th. It was kind of interesting that I suggest this date. I had no idea this was your the anniversary of your accident, so I thought that was kind of, I don't know, prophetic maybe, or just a God thing. But take us to that day. What happened then?
Well, it is a God thing. I tell you what, about 19 years ago today, it was in a Target store where I worked, Daniel. This was late at night. We were trying to get the store, after the customers left, we were trying to get the store ready for the beginning of next week. This was on a Friday night, but it was right before Easter weekend. So we had to get the store ready, and the store would have been closed to that following Monday. Well, in the process of getting my things that I needed to stock the shelves and everything in the Target store, I went up about a 33-foot loft, and the heat overtook me, and down I went.
You fainted?
Yes, I passed out, and I was falling, and then my left leg had been caught between some boards and boxes, and my body just swung down, and my head hit something, and I had a concussion. But I hung upside down for 2.5 hours in the store, back in the storage room, before anybody found me.
Wow. And were you conscious for any of that 2.5 hours?
No.
Okay.
No.
So the last thing you remember is what?
I was unconscious at the time.
Okay.
The whole time. But one of the young gentlemen found an empty clothes rack, and he took it and pushed it back in the storage room. And, Daniel, that's where he saw my fingers dangling.
Oh, my goodness. What a shocking sight that must have been for him. And, I'm glad he found you, obviously. Friend, you're listening to Divine Intervention Radio. We are visiting with our special guest, Emma McKinley of Minnesota, and she is talking about the accident she suffered 19 years ago, passed out while she was stocking shelves in a Target store, and was hanging for 2.5 hours by her leg. Emma, what happened? What's the next thing you remember when you woke up? What happened?
Well, the next thing I remember, Daniel, was when I woke up at the hospital, and it was hours after they got me down from the loft, and then they took me by ambulance to the hospital, and I was unconscious for hours after they took me there, and I woke up in the hospital, and that's the first I realized that something had happened to me.
That must have been very disconcerting. I mean, what was your first thought waking up? Do you remember?
Well, I'm not so sure what my first thought was, in that I was having problems, Daniel, hearing people.
Okay.
Because when my head hit the obstacle or whatever it was to knock me unconscious at that point, it took over 60% of my hearing.
Hmm.
And I was having difficulty hearing people. I had tremendous pain in my left foot and leg that had been caught and twisted at the Target store. After about, a month or so, my injuries to that leg had healed, Daniel. The injury had healed, but it was the RSD, which is reflex sympathetic dystrophy, that set into the injury, and that's what I've been dealing with the last 19 years.
Now, what exactly is RSD? Can you explain that for someone? I've never heard of it before I read your article, but what does that mean exactly?
RSD, it's something, Daniel, that deals with your muscles, your nerve ends. My hands, it travels from my left foot into both of my feet, both of my hands, and eventually in my neck and my spine.
Okay.
And what that is, like I said, it's a terrible, painful condition. The burning never stops. It's like someone plugging you into a light socket. There's all of these shooting pains in your joints. There are color changes. There are temperature changes in your skin. Your hair grows real fast. Your fingernails grow real fast. But RSD is such a mystery to the medical profession.
Wow.
That there is no cure to RSD.
There is no cure, huh? Well, not earthly speaking or medically speaking, correct?
The medical profession, they understand it enough to know how to cure it. Basically, today, there are some of the things that they can do, which everything that they know how to do has been done through Mayo Clinic for me.
Mm-hmm.
But they can do the nerve blocks. They can do aggressive therapy. They can do things like that. They put morphine pumps into people's neck, to people's spines and everything, because the pain level is so high.
So on a, let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, 1 being the least pain and 10 being the most, what was your pain level most of the time?
It's off the chart, Daniel. A lot of people that suffer with RSD, the suicide rate is so high. There's a lot of people that are severely depressed with RSD because there is no cure. And the pain is so high. Daniel, I've been on 22 kinds of meds. I've been even at the level of 2,000 milligram of morphine a day just to control the pain.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, Mayo Clinic has done everything that they know how to do for my particular case of RSD these 19 years, because it travels from my both of my hands, both of my feet, into my neck and spine. And that's where, when it was in my neck and spine, that's where my upper torso and my body laid over the left side of my wheelchair, and I literally hung over the left side of my wheelchair. I needed a 40-inch door just to get my wheelchair and my head beyond the door. I had a special home with 40-inch doors, everything made for me, and I lived in this wheelchair 2 years on crutches, and 17 years in this wheelchair, hanging over the left side, and I hadn't slept in a bed for over 17 years.
My goodness.
I was in this chair 24/7. The high levels of medication that I took never allowed me to eat any food or anything, because I would always bring it back up because of the high level of drugs. So I haven't even eaten a meal in over 17 years. I live off of high nutrition drinks and all the liquids that I can drink. I have not, I cannot sleep because of, you know, because all this pain that I've been having 19 years with the burning and the shooting pains and everything else, I haven't been able to sleep but maybe every 60, 70 hours at a time. And when my body does shut down and I do sleep, it's only for three and a half hours. Then it's another 60, 70 hours before I can sleep again.
That is incredible. I mean, how do you function in this? I mean, forget about how do you keep your faith through something like this, but how do you even function or get through the day? That's something I can't even relate to. Can you give us a sense of what an average day would be like for you?
Daniel, my day was just so much work put into surviving each day, one day at a time. I love my God. 19 years ago, when all this happened to me, like I said, I grew up in a Christian home. I loved the Lord. But after this accident, oh my goodness, it was bigger than I knew how to handle. I needed God in my life more than ever. Daniel, I partnered up with God 19 years ago, made him a partner in my pain, made him a partner in the legal things, made him a partner in my drugs. He's been with me through all of this, Daniel. He's been my partner. I take one day at a time, with all the levels of drugs that I was on and everything else. I have never been angry, bitter, or even depressed.
That is amazing.
Because God was my partner, and he was in all of this with me. You have to renew that, you know, that trust in God. You have to renew your faith in God every single day. Because when you have this level of pain, and you're on this kind of medication for whatever reasons, it was just something that, you know, my Mayo Clinic doctors, but God is the one that I trusted. God is the one that I had my faith in. Mm. And he's the one that gave me just enough strength every day that I needed to deal with what I had to deal with each day.
That is amazing. You know, many people, if they were in your situation, they may have gotten angry at God. They may have turned away or turned to despair. Like you said, so many people with that condition commit suicide because the pain level is so high. And I'm thankful that you are able to turn toward God instead of away from him. Friend, if you're just tuning in, we are speaking with our special guest, Emma McKinley, and she is telling us about the accident she suffered that left her partially paralyzed with an incredible amount of pain. I'm Daniel Fazina, your host, and you are listening to Divine Intervention Radio. Now, Emma, I want to ask you, you talk about renewing your faith and putting it in God to get you through the day, but how did you actually go about doing that? Let's say there's someone listening to the show right now who's in a lot of pain. They're suffering. They're struggling. They don't know if God is there for them. Can you relate what you did or encourage them in some way?
Well, Daniel, for those people, you know, whether it's financial problems, whether it's marital problems, or whether it's physical problems like mine were, when you recognize who God is and how much he loves you, how much he wants for you to have him live in your heart. Once you accept God as your Lord and personal Savior, you work on that relationship with God every single day. God is your partner. It doesn't matter what kind of problems that you have, that he can't help you take care of. You just have to reach out through prayer every day. Put yourself in God's presence. Tell him what you need. Tell him what's on your heart. God is right there. He's listening. And he will help you go through those hard times in life. Mm. Life just is. Sometimes we, you know, have these things happen to us, such as I did, that horrible accident, and live in this horrible pain, hanging over my wheelchair, left side of my wheelchair, all these years, and dealing with everything. But my prayer was every day to be able to keep my mind focused on God and who he was, how much he loves me every single day. And God has promised us that once he lives in our heart and we accept him as our Lord and Savior, and he's our daily partner, he would never leave us, nor would he give us more than we could handle.
Mm.
And I believe that with all my heart and soul, Daniel. And I know that this is the reason that, you know, people get through their pain if they partner up with God. And he is there every single day giving of his unconditional love for them and helping him through whatever it is they're going through. And every time you go through one of those situations, you become stronger in your faith. You become stronger in your trust for God.
Hmm.
And that relationship just continues to grow and grow.
That is
awesome. It's a beautiful relationship.
It is, and I'm so encouraged just listening to your amazing faith coming through this horrible tragedy. Friend, you're listening to Divine Intervention Radio. I'm your host, Daniel Fazina, and again, we are visiting with our special guest, Emma McKinley. Coming up, we're going to hear some of the good news, the powerful divine intervention that Emma received, which happened to be a very amazing Christmas gift that she experienced on Christmas Eve of 2011. So stay with us. You're listening to Divine Intervention.
Thing. Baby, one man's weakness is another man's strength.
Hey, this is Daniel Fazina of Divine Intervention Radio. The Bible contains some incredible stories of miracles and divine interventions. Jesus calmed a raging storm, healed paralytics, and even raised the dead. But are these types of events still happening today? The answer to this question, as you will see from reading my book, Divine Intervention, 50 True Stories of God's Miracles Today, is an emphatic yes. Contained within the book is a collection of amazing true stories that attest to this fact. You will read the astonishing firsthand accounts of people who have been healed of paralysis, terminal cancer, and tumors through prayer. You will see the love of God powerfully transform the life of an Islamic terrorist. You will witness the liberation of the demon-possessed, the resurrection of the dead, and much more. Prepare to be awed and inspired as you experience divine intervention. More information about Divine Intervention 50 True Stories of God's Miracles Today can be found at www.divineinterventionradio.com or by calling 800-247-4784. That's 1-800-247-4784.
Hey, this is Danny Johnson, ABC's Secret Millionaire, and you're listening to Divine Intervention Radio with Daniel Vezina.
Divine Intervention welcomes the support of Letierzo Associates, Certified Public Accountants. Letierzo Associates, Certified Public Accountants is a family-owned and operated Christian business serving their clients with quality accounting services for over 40 years, offering full-service accounting for any type of business, large or small, in any state of the union. Letierzo Associates, Certified Public Accountants, 12 Oak Street, No. 5, West Hampton Beach, New York, 11978. Phone 631-288-3334. That's 631-288-3334.
Hey, this is actor Kevin Sorbo from Hercules, The Legendary Journey, and Andromeda, and you, lucky people, are listening to Divine Intervention Radio with Daniel Fazina.
Times are tough, not getting easier, but there's an opportunity that could make a significant change in your financial situation. People are paying too much for home utilities, and everybody has them. Help friends and family save money and get paid for it. No obligation. You don't even have to talk to anyone unless you want to. Just listen to a 3-minute recorded message. Call now, 203-717-3124. 203-717-3124. Listen, decide, and you could be on your way to a better tomorrow. 203-717-3124. First Steps to Success with ABC's Secret Millionaire Danny Johnson gives you the tools to remap your internal beliefs about yourself, about your money, and about others. You'll learn a simple but powerful system to create success in any environment, as well as business building, leadership, sales, and marketing skills to create the lifestyle most only dream about. First Steps to Success with Danny Johnson. More information can be found at DannyJohnson.com or phone 866-760-8255. Divine Intervention is supported by the Other Perspective Media recording artist, poet Billy Lamont. More information about poet Billy Lamont's CDs, books, and Other Perspective Media can be found at www.billylamont.com.
Hi, this is Jay Jack, the lead singer for Apologetics, that Christian parody band, and you're listening to Divine Intervention Radio with our good friend Daniel Fazina.
I woke up this morning with the Son of God. It turned out He knew me and called my name. You're lost, He said, but I can heal your soul. And now my eyes see a different way.
Welcome back to Divine Intervention, the interview show that features intriguing people who've experienced the hand of God in amazing ways. I am your host, Daniel Fazina, and if you're just tuning in, friend, we are speaking with our special guest, Emma McKinley of Minnesota. And before the break, she was telling us about the horrible accident she suffered in April of 1993 that left her partially paralyzed and in severe pain, wheelchair-bound, with a condition called RSD, reflex sympathetic dystrophy. Emma, welcome back to Divine Intervention.
I am thankful to be here, Daniel, sharing my story with you.
I can hear it in your voice. I love your passion and your joy. Before the break, as I mentioned, we talked about the pain you were in after this horrible accident you suffered. Almost 19 years, 18 and change, in a wheelchair and just... suffering so much, yet you held on to your faith in God. I remember, actually, the person who told me about you used to go to church with you, in Minnesota, and she said she would see you there in your wheelchair, worshiping God faithfully. And when you have the extreme amount of pain you had, I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, you told me it was a 15. That's beyond suicidal pain in my book. But you held on to your faith, and you held on to it for many, many years. It was over 18 years, and then something dramatic happened after, you know, you said you were at the Mayo Clinic for many years, doctors doing everything they possibly could for you, but nothing was working, until Christmas of 2011. Tell us what happened on Christmas Eve of 2011.
Daniel, on Christmas Eve morning, about 1 o'clock a.m., I was sitting at my computer in my office because I don't sleep, like I had said before, for hours at a time. So at 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm on my computer. I need to get something on my desk, and I went to turn my wheelchair, Daniel, and the big wheel on the right side came up off the floor, and my wheelchair went over. And I fell out of my wheelchair in one big hump on the floor on my left side. I laid there in the... I thought I knew every kind of level of pain there was with my RSD. But, oh my goodness, that spine and that neck was just in the most excruciating pain. Daniel, I laid on the floor, not able to reach my telephone to get any help or to call out and have anyone hear me. I laid on my office floor with that excruciating pain for 8.5 hours.
8.5 hours.
Screaming out to God.
So you were alone in the house?
I was alone in the house. Nobody was here. And like I said, I couldn't reach my phone. I couldn't call 911. I couldn't get a hold of anybody.
Wow.
So for 8.5 hours, I laid on the floor in that excruciating pain, just calling out to my God. And at one point, Daniel, I knew that I was thinking at that point, this is just the way God's going to take me. He's going to take me home. He's going to come, and he's going to take me home. Or either he's going to show up and make a difference. I knew that it was going to be either way. And God did show up after 8.5 hours. A lot of people ask me when I tell them God showed up. They ask me, they said, Emma, did you see God's face? No, the Bible tells us that we won't see God's face till we're in our heavenly home. But what I saw, Daniel, was the most awesome white robe. Human eyes can hardly bear to look at it. It is so bright. There's the shoulders in the robe. There are the hands extended out in the sleeves. And at that point, Daniel, God had entered my body. Now, my left foot, for all those 19 years, yours is straight up and down. When you stick your foot out, it's straight up and down. Mine was all inverted, and it was crooked. And it was always held up tight on a steel bar underneath my wheelchair. God had entered my body. I literally felt him straightening that foot out. I couldn't see it because it was trapped underneath me. But I literally felt God straightening that foot out. He went from the foot. My left hand was completely clenched like a tightened up fist.
Okay.
For 19 years, I've never opened it. And because of the RSD and the pain, that hand became what they call a club, C-L-U-B hand.
Right.
And it was never opened in all those years. Once God straightened up that foot, he then began straightening my fingers out. And for the first time, Daniel, I opened that hand. Once that hand opened by God, it was raw flesh. It was just seconds after that when I watched God literally grow the new flesh over the palm of my hand, my finger.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. If that wasn't blessing enough to have that foot straightened out, to have that hand open, new flesh growing on my hands, I was on my left side, and at that point when he started working on my neck and my spine, Daniel, I was able to flip over from my left side onto my back, realizing that that spine was completely straight because God has me laying flat on the floor.
Praise God.
Said, going from that, straightening out that foot, now he straightened out a hand, new flesh over the palm and the fingers of my hand. He now has that neck. And then, oh my goodness, Daniel, what happened after that was absolutely over the top. Here is the Lord God Almighty, creator of all. He is knelt down right beside me on one knee. He extends his hand out to me and asks for my hand. I put my hand in his hand, and he reached over, he took my other hand, and Daniel, the two of us stood up together, and I realized I was now standing on two feet and two legs that I haven't been able to use in over 19 years.
Wow.
I now was standing tall. I stand 5'9". And for the first time, out of my wheelchair, with that foot straight, that hand straightened out, my neck and my spine are straight, and I'm standing tall right next to my God.
Wow.
I knew that God wanted me to use those new feet and legs. So I started walking out of my office, and I was kind of like a drunken sailor. Because those muscles in those legs and in that spine hadn't been used in all those years. So I was bumping into the furniture and bumping into the walls. But Daniel, God turned me into the bedroom. I haven't laid in a bed for over 18 years. I used to roll up to my bed and just try and think what it felt like to be laid out in a bed with a pillow underneath my head. Because my living out of my chair 24/7 for all those years. But God turned me to the bedroom. And I walked over to the bed. I sat on the bed, put my feet up, and stretched out on that bed for the first time in all those years. And I put a pillow underneath my head. And oh, my goodness, I was loving every minute of it.
Wow, what's going through your mind at this point? I can't even begin to imagine what that's like.
Well, Daniel, to be able to lay in my bed was one thing, but once I got and I was walking out into my kitchen, I was sitting in a wooden chair that I hadn't been able to sit in other than my wheelchair for all these years. And I was just going on about my house, but all the time I was walking around that house, I knew that my God was right with me. I knew that my God had just straightened that foot, that hand, that neck, that spine out. And now he's got me using this body. In just a few hours, I had to think about my two sons coming with my two grandsons. How am I going to tell them what just happened? How am I going to let them see? Anyway, what I did was, when the doorbell rang, my son showed up at the door. When they opened the kitchen door, Daniel, they saw my empty wheelchair. For the first time in all those years, my 15-year-old grandson didn't know Grandma any different way than crooked Grandma in the chair. And just a few seconds later, I come walking down the hall, and they saw me, my grandsons and my two sons, in walking on my own 2 feet under my own power for the first time in all those years.
How did they react to that?
They were totally shocked. My one only son, Jason, said, "Mom, are you kidding me?" And my son, Jeffrey, from North Carolina, he turned whiter than a ghost. His mouth was open. He couldn't say anything. He couldn't move. And I started to walk toward him, and I grabbed him, and I gave him the biggest hug.
Wow.
They were just totally blown away.
How great is our God, huh?
For the first time in all these years.
Friend, you are listening to Divine Intervention Radio. I'm your host, Daniel Fazina, and we are visiting with our special guest, Emma McKinley, who's sharing the gripping tale of how God healed her after she was crippled in a wheelchair for over 18 years. Just an amazing, amazing story. Now, Emma, I was going through the Bible, and I found the passage in the book of Luke, chapter 13, verse 10, where Jesus heals a woman who was crippled for 18 years. And I thought, wow, that sounds very familiar. Did you make that connection with your own story?
Well, it was just, I don't know, it was just a couple of weeks later. And I have a pastor in my family. By the way, Daniel, he has made videotapes and taken my story all the way to Thailand, Philippine Islands, and India.
Awesome.
But anyway, so it's going around the world as we speak. But there was this Jim Bauer is his name, and he's from Iowa. But anyway, he reminded me of that verse in the Bible, of that elderly lady. For 18 years, she had been bent over, and God laid his hands on her and told her to straighten up. And you know, God still is in that miracle business today, Daniel.
Amen.
He gave me a life-changing, huge miracle on Christmas Eve morning.
That is awesome.
And I now have a second chance at life with my mobility, without my wheelchair, and I have so much work to do for the Lord. Because after all the 19 years, God had me exactly where he wanted me. He knew that I was faithful and committed to him every single day. He knows that I never was angry or bitter with anything in my life.
Right.
Everything that I lived for was my faith and God helping me through what and giving me that enough strength every day to get me through the day one day at a time.
Right.
And
wow.
Now, 19 years later, he comes into my life and changes it around one more time.
I love that about the Lord.
I have my mobility back. I can be out there doing things for him and giving him all the glory for what he's done in this Christmas miracle.
Wow. I'm just so blown away by your story. And, you know, I saw pictures of you in your wheelchair from years ago when you were bent over. And I saw a recent picture of you with a journalist who wrote about you from the church paper. I also know a good friend of mine who used to go to church with you, and she testified also that she used to see you there in your wheelchair. I want to ask you, what was the doctors at Mayo Clinic's reaction? I mean, had you gone to see them, and what did they have to say about this?
Well, Daniel, that's been an extra bonus blessing to me, because these doctors, all these 19 years, I mean, I lived at the Mayo Clinic. I threatened to put up a tent at the Mayo Clinic because I saw so many doctors so often, and especially when the horrible sores, very rare thing with RSD. But I look like, you know, I had hundreds of sores that broke out on my legs, and they didn't heal for a year and a half.
Hmm.
The fluids in my body came through the sores. So dermatology would use me in some of their seminars where doctors from all over would come and view these strange cases. And I was asked to be one of those people that these doctors could look at.
Mm.
But there's doctors from, you know, in all these other departments. My RSD expert doctor I had for over 16 years. And GI doctors, because I couldn't eat and all of that. These guys, in the last few months, we have gone to each one of them. We have hid behind the curtains, and when the doctors come in, we pull the curtains back, and they see me for the first time. They're doing everything but falling on the floor. They are so thrilled, but so shocked. And, you know, all of these doctors have always known me that I never gave up. They knew that God was with me through all of this. And to have them now see what God has done with this miracle. I had one doctor specifically tell me that when he saw me for the first time and we talked about this and that, he said, Emma, this has nothing to do with the medical profession.
Hmm.
He said, this is of God. And to hear that doctor say that to me just blessed my socks off. But it's been wonderful. And all the other doctors that we've shocked and they've seen me now and everything, they know in their heart, Daniel, that it was a Christmas Eve miracle that changed my life completely.
That is amazing and awesome. Oh, man. I got goosebumps just talking to you and hearing the story. I love hearing stories like this, and it's one of the reasons why I do the Divine Intervention Show, to showcase miracles and to share testimonies like this to an unbelieving world, you know, and to help them to know that God is real, that He loves us, and He wants a relationship with us, and He can do all things. You know, He can meet us where we are. And, you know, if you think about it logically, if we believe that God is real and that He created the world and everything in it, to straighten someone's spine or to, you know, heal someone of a medical condition, that's really not so hard for a God of infinite power. Why do you think you had to suffer, though, for so many years before God intervened? Did you ever think about that?
Many times. Many times, Daniel. But, you know, the depth of the pain and everything that I suffered, Daniel, even to be showered in the morning, to be out with snow, you know, the snow flying, raindrops, it was like razor blades cutting my skin.
Mm.
That's how sensitive the nerve can be. You can turn on a light switch and traumatize RSD pain. And many times, just getting showered or just getting dressed, I had to put a washcloth between my teeth and scream it out.
Mm.
Every single day. That was the life I lived. That was the pain I went through. And for 19 years, your question was, why did God leave me live in that kind of pain for 19 years? Daniel, we never know or truly understand God's wisdom. But I do know that my illness and all the pain and suffering that I did, it was for God's sake.
Mm.
I said, if God brings me this close to Him through this pain and suffering, many times I said, don't take it away.
Wow.
Because I have such a relationship with God Almighty that I love Him so much. And, you know, we want these things. You know, I wouldn't have chosen this for my life if it were up to me. I wouldn't have chosen this kind of pain and this kind of, you know, I was a three-job working person, and I love life. I love my work, and I, you know, the Lord was giving me everything. I was a downhill skier, high diver, swimmer, martial arts for 5 years.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness, I had everything, Daniel. But that night, that accident happened, my life completely changed. And for 19 years, I put my life and my suffering in God's hands. I don't know God's timing. Maybe it was for me, maybe it was for somebody else, maybe it was for the medical profession themselves.
Mm.
I don't know. But I do know that those 19 years, God was my partner. When he showed up, I don't know why I had to look to God before I received my miracle. But sometimes, Daniel, I think in life, God allows us to be at our worst before he gives us his best.
Mm. Wow.
And I know that all of these 19 years, God was at work in every detail of my life.
That is amazing.
Existing from my wheelchair, my faith, no anger, no bitterness. It was always smiling at people and testifying people. God even pushed me into Facebook. I couldn't believe it. Behind me and pushed me into Facebook. I really did have the ability to do it. But he pushed me into it, Daniel. And for a number of years now, I've been trying to encourage people with RSD, chronic pain of some kind, and try and teach them and bring the hope and, you know, giving them hope and encouraging them.
Mm.
And it doesn't matter how bad it gets, but if we include God in our lives every single day and accept who he is and live with him in our heart, we're going to rise above that pain and find that peace and that joy only God can give us.
That's right. Wow. That is amazing. Well, Emma McKinley is our special guest here on Divine Intervention. Emma, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to share your amazing testimony. And I am certain that God is going to take this story all over the world, and your light is going to shine for many people and is going to continue to encourage people all over the world. So thank you again for taking the time to share on Divine Intervention. I really appreciate you.
Well, Daniel, thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your radio message today. But I have a lot of work to do for God, and everything that I say and that I do with this miracle, it's going to glorify God and let people know how much he loves them and what he can do for them. Because if they keep that hope and that faith alive in each one of their lives, they just might get that miracle from God.
Amen. Thank you again. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, friend, that about does it for this edition of Divine Intervention. Again, our special guest has been Emma McKinley. And as she said, you can look her up on Facebook. That's EMA McKinley. I hope this show has encouraged you to know that God is real and he is still working wonders and miracles in people's lives. God willing, we'll see you again next week for another exciting episode of Divine Intervention. Take care and God bless.
You've been listening to Divine Intervention with your host, Daniel Fazina. You can email Daniel at divineintervention@mail.com. That's divineintervention@mail.com. All programs of Divine Intervention are available online at divineinterventionradio.com. That's divineinterventionradio.com. Join us next time here on Divine Intervention.
Times are tough, not getting easier, but there's an opportunity that could make a significant change in your financial situation. People are paying too much for home utilities, and everybody has them. Help friends and family save money and get paid for it. No obligation. You don't even have to talk to anyone unless you want to. Just listen to a 3-minute recorded message. Call now, 203-717-3124. 203-717-3124. Listen, decide, and you could be on your way to a better tomorrow. 203-717-3124. 4.